Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Lola and Ellie with your 8 a.m. Zedliners. A young family have been impacted by a house fire that caught blaze in Toowoomba early this morning. 34-year-old man and a 36-year-old woman and four children managed to escape the fire, but a fifth child has died. Emergency crews were called to the fire on Merritton Street in Harrison Town at about 12:30 a.m. this morning. Upon arriving, the house was engulfed in flames. A Queensland Ambulance Service spokesperson said a woman, a toddler, and a girl had been taken to hospital with life-threatening burns. The man has been taken to hospital with serious injuries, while a primary school-aged boy and a teenage boy have been taken to hospital in a stable condition.
A dry winter has been forecast for Queensland following a very wet April. Brisbane recorded 156.8 millimetres of rain in April, which was more than 2.5 times the monthly average. Bureau of Meteorology climatist Caitlin Minnie says the weather conditions should be set to ease over May and below average rainfall is forecasted for June. This information follows the Bureau of Meteorology's seasonal outlook, which predicted one of Australia's warmest winters on record.
That Endorange Mountain Pogram possum species has proven themselves to be a wildlife warrior, with populations through the Snowy Mountains beginning to increase. After impacts of the 2017 drought and the 2020 Black Summer bushfires, the Kosciuszko National Park's ongoing conservation efforts have been not gone unnoticed. According to a threatened species officer, the New South Wales Environment Department, Linda Boom, members are now close to average from as a few as 700 to 940 to 950 in the wild. The government Saving Our Species program continues to deliver strategies to manage the 21 threatened species within the park. With 12 seats remaining in the Australian federal election, Labor is leading with 88 confirmed seats, to Liberal with 40 nationally. As of the morning, Adam Badnett is at risk of losing his seats for the Greens, one he has held since 2010. With four seats going into the elections, the Greens suffered a significant blow, losing two in Queensland, Griffith and Brisbane. All eyes are now on Adam Badnett as Melbourne continues to count. However, as of 7:30 a.m., there is a 53-46% vote in favour of Labor, and with 8% swing for Labor candidate Sarah Whitty. Independent Party member Zoe Daniel got a little ahead of herself this election week, celebrating an early win for the Teal Independent Party, only to lose her Golden State seat to the Liberal candidate Tim Wilson. The Greens campaign to push for change and get Labor to act, despite having minimal seats, seems to be working, and the coalition party is losing its grip on Australians. This election has had an overwhelming percentage of Gen Z and millennial voters, and the polls seem to reflect this. In modern world fueled by change and growth, the LNP fails to keep up with the needs and aspirations of the future generation.
In international news, India has fired missiles to at least three cities in Pakistan and Pakistan Kashmir. Pakistan's Defence Minister, Kawaj Ashraf, said civilians were killed, including women and children. Witnesses in Pakistan and Pakistan Kashmir have reported loud explosions and power has been lost in Muzaffarabad, the capital of Pakistan Kashmir. Pakistan's Prime Minister, Shehba Sharif, has said that Pakistan has every right to respond forcefully to this act of war. This news comes after the Indian Armed Forces launched Operation Sindoor, hitting the infrastructure from where terrorist attacks against India have been planned. Tensions have been rising since the attack on Hindu tourists in India, Kashmir last month. This story is currently breaking and we have more to come. For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy with a sunny afternoon expected. It is currently 18 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 27. The fire danger is low and the UV index is predicted to reach 5, which is the moderate band. That's all for your news for 9 a.m. We will be back at 8 a.m. We will be back at 9 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.